Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, CriticalHealthNews.com. And also, of course, we will take your calls. Joel, a couple emails have rolled in. Let me read them to you, see if you can give them some help.
Sure. It
says, my wife is, she's in her 50s. She's got aches and pains, walks like she's 80. Her feet and hands ache daily. What can she do? And that's all he says.
Okay, well, let's assume for a minute that she's an average-sized woman because we didn't get her weight or height or anything. Let's say she, average-sized American woman's 150 pounds, give or take a little bit. And these are things that are caused by lack of minerals because it takes minerals to maintain the health and the function of connective tissue, whether it's cartilage or ligaments or tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And many of the things that he's talking about could be peripheral neuropathies, where she has, at age 50, she may have shrunk an inch already in height, maybe a millimeter or two per disc in between the vertebrae. The vertebrae are getting closer together, smashing the roots of these spinal nerves, causing peripheral neuropathies, tingling, numbness in her hands and feet. And so what I would give her is what we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It's designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And so I would give her two of those packs per month, a full dose of each of the products in these packages, except for what we call glucogel. Glucogel is a blend of substances, again, that are required to maintain the health of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. We have so much experience. It's actually one of my first products commercially. I've been dealing with this since I was 9 years old, George. And my first commercial product I came out with about 36 years ago, I called it my pig arthritis formula. And the FDA didn't like that. They didn't like the name of it.
Not very marketable, Mike.
Well, actually it was. People liked it. There were no pigs in it. But it was a formula designed to prevent and reverse and cure arthritis in pigs. We can use the cure word in animals, we can't use in humans. And so I used the formula. It was designed to prevent and cure arthritis in pigs in my human patients. And so I called it Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula. So I had to change the name after a while because the FDA sent me a letter. They didn't like that name, arthritis attributed to a human.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the FDA, don't you?
Yep. And so I changed the name to the Pig Pack Plus. And the Pig Pack Plus, it just was very, and still today is one of our best-selling programs. People love it because it does support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And so that's what I would start with this lady. Obviously, I'd ask her to stop drinking carbonated drinks, even benign ones, things like club soda and ginger ale, things like that, these specialty waters that are carbonated, because carbonation neutralizes stomach acid. And the efficiency of absorption of minerals goes way down when you don't have acid in your stomach.
What do you think of taking a little sodium bicarbonate every once in a while?
Well, sodium bicarb, of course, was designed as a way to give people relief when they get gas and heartburn. And, of course, it lowers the surface tension of the fluids in your stomach, and no more bubbles and gas. You're able to burp up some gas and get rid of that.
Does it balances your pH level?
Well, maybe, but I think it breaks down, again, the surface tension on the gas bubbles, and that's where I think it did its job.
Okay, let's take some calls, and then we've got some more email questions for you, too, Joel. Let's go to Joan in Miami, Florida, to get things started. Hi, Joan. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my phone call,
Dr.
Wallach. I suffer with all types of allergies. Primarily, I'll start with my food allergies. I also suffer from environmental and also seasonal allergies. Right now, I'm still going through my seasonal allergies from pollen that's in the air. I can't take clotrimeton, which I think is a normal product that people take, which might be over the counter or prescribed by a doctor. It causes me to have seizures. The only thing I can take is Benadryl, but when I take Benadryl, it affects my kidneys and my liver after a period of time because I'm taking it for long use. I have food allergies, which I suffer with on a daily basis. For example, if I drink milk, if it's a GMO, it'll immediately make me want to scratch my skin off. If I have a non-GMO milk, I can drink it for a period of time, but slowly I'll develop an allergic reaction to it. Other food types, such as if I have wheat in food, The wheat will cause my throat to close up. I just noticed I just recently had changed over from Protestant to Catholic, and I started to take the communion.
Ah,
and the communion, the wafer is made out of wheat.
Lots of it.
And,
you're right.
And immediately after taking the communion, my throat started closing up, and I wasn't able to take communion because of that.
Well, let's look at your problems here. Did you have asthma as a kid?
When I was younger, I lived in Europe. And when I lived in Europe,
that's a yes or no question.
I developed it when we moved to the United States, not when we lived in Europe.
It doesn't matter. Okay, the answer is yes, you had asthma. Okay.
Okay.
And so you have a very basic problem here. You know, you're very typical of what's going on in America right now. People have, I used to be able to eat well, and now everything I even look at, I have an allergy to. What's going on here?
You do, Joel?
I'm sorry?
You do? Or you you're just saying that in general.
Yes, in general, American public. I mean, I get so many calls like this lady, and I give lectures all over the place, George, and the first question is usually somebody like this woman who's got allergies to everything. And if you listen very carefully to what she was saying she had allergies to, in every case, it has a protein in it. Nobody's allergic to iron. Nobody's allergic to calcium. People are allergic to proteins. Pollen is a protein from the flower. And so the first thing you have to do is make sure your stomach environment is working properly so that your pepsin, which is an enzyme in your stomach, breaks down the proteins into the individual amino acids. And nobody's allergic to the individual amino acids, they're allergic to proteins. So we have a wonderful enzyme product we call Ultimate Enzymes. I like it because it has stomach acid in it, which helps acidify your stomach, makes the pepsin work better. Pepsin likes an acid environment, breaks down the proteins into amino acids, whether it's from flower pollen. We have a lot of flower pollen products. One of our wonderful energy drinks, Pollen Burst, is from a pollen flower, not from bee pollen, but flower pollen. And so I understand this very well. And also gluten intolerance. When you eat wheat, gluten is found in wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And people say, I used to be able to eat wheat all my life. 50 years now, I can't eat wheat because my throat closes up. I get itchy all over.
And that happens fast, too, doesn't it?
Very fast, within seconds sometimes. Just touching your lips with it is enough to set it off. And how can you get all itchy all over when you're putting food in your mouth? Well, because people are sensitive, not allergic, they're intolerant of gluten. They're not an allergy to it, but it's actually an intolerance. Just like if you rub poison ivy all over yourself, you don't have an allergy to poison ivy. You're intolerant of it because you got to contact dermatitis. Well, it turns out that the Egyptian physicians back 6,000-7,000 years ago recorded people's reactions, to wheat because millet was the original grain that was described in the Bible. It wasn't wheat. And when we began to use wheat because it was a bigger yield per acre than millet, they were getting all these skin problems and respiratory problems and bowel problems. We have so many diseases, things like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, asthma, bronchitis, things like irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, appendicitis, diverticulitis, celiac disease, Crohn's disease. These are all caused directly by gluten intolerance, by eating the proteins from wheat, barley, rye, and oats that you're intolerant.
Who would know that, Joel? My God.
Well, I figured it all out. That's why my book's in the Smithsonian Institute back in 1971. And so, at any rate, this lady is going to live on a very restricted diet. Okay. She knows what she's allergic to. She's got to avoid it.
Right.
And, of course, what she wants to do is find milk that comes from goats and sheep and camels and cows that do not get fed wheat or barley, rye, or
oats. Why even drink milk? Why not go with almond milk or something?
Well, because the nutrition is not the same. Also, there's danger in almond milk. There's danger in soy milk. There's danger in rice milk because they do contain oils, and they oxidize and turn into trans fatty acids and cause inflammation, which causes,
heart
blocked
problems.
Arteries
yeah.
and cancer. And so, and plus, it does, almond milk doesn't have the nutrition that vertebrate milk has in it. And so it really should be against the law to call these extracts of various plant materials milk.
I haven't had milk in years. I did an interview years ago when I was doing my St. Louis local show with a guy who wrote a book, and he called it milk cow pus, and that was it for me.
It ruined it. Milk does have a lot of cells in it, white blood cells, and actually, we actually give them our minerals that are in our longevity programs, these plant minerals, and actually it lowers this count, these cell counts, and the cows and sheep and pigs and goats, their milk is much more valuable. The farmers are paid much more for milk that comes from these animals that are fed and supplemented with our minerals because the somatic cell count is lower, which is, you know, you could actually call it pus in the milk.
Yeah.
And we were able to reduce that to acceptable levels by supplementing with these minerals.
Let's go to James in Etna, California now. Welcome to the program, James. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I recently started taking the triple pack, the three essential things that are being discussed here, and I noticed immediately that I had energy that was, it was like Beavis and Butthead just running around with all this energy. I want to know what is the next step after taking these. What else can I do to increase my energy level? I work sometimes 12, 14 hours a day. Is there anything else that can be done to help increase my energy levels?
Well, absolutely. Well, of course, you hit on something very important, is that the body requires these 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, to maximize your genetic potential for your genes, your DNA, your RNA, and your telomeres.
What if you miss a day, Joel?
Well, if you're eating this all the time, you're supplementing all the time, if you miss one day a year, George, it's okay.
All right.
Okay, because you store these things in your body. But to answer the guy's question, the fascinating question to me is,
his next step up, what does he do?
Well, what he needs to step up to do is take our Rebound, which is our sports drink, which has 100 nutrients in it. All the other sports drinks on the market have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. Ours has 100. Professional athletes don't live to be 100 years of age. Their average lifespan is 62, except for football players.
Yeah, they die early.
Lifespan is 51.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
They sweat. And
a boxer.
Guy's doing heavy physical labor.
Some old boxer just died at 52 today.
Exactly, because they sweat, and they don't replace it. They drink water to rehydrate, and they don't take in these minerals. And so they must take in the minerals to replace what they're sweating. Then they're going to have more energy. They're going to have more stamina. And, you know, like you point out, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to turn 76.
Good for you.
And very few people will have the energy I do, because I've been taking these 90 essential nutrients, George, twice a day for 68 years.
You probably got the insides of a 40-year-old.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea. You want to be, you know, you want to be chronologically, say, 200, and biologically 30, which I believe is doable.
Well, you know, you also don't stop. I mean, you work. Your mind is constantly working. I think that helps too.
Absolutely.
So I got an email in from a woman who said, last time Joel was on, he didn't like coconut oil or any oil, said they were all bad. You did have an article on criticalhealthnews.com about good coconut oil, so please clarify. So are you opposed to all oil? I mean, I'm an olive oil guy.
Okay, well, here's the problem. If you pluck an olive off a tree and eat it off the tree, it's probably pretty safe. But if it's plucked off the tree and they squeeze it, you know, in Italy, and then it takes a couple of weeks in storage there, and then they get it on a boat coming here, and then it says a couple of weeks or a month in storage here at room temperature, guess what? These oils oxidize, whether they're the finest olive oil, finest coconut oil, finest soy oil, sesame seed oil, all these various oils, they oxidize, George, and turn into trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, which cause inflammation. They are the cause of your arteries being plugged, not cholesterol. They are the cause of cancer, okay? They cause more cancer than any chemicals that Dow Chemical and Monsanto put out there, because we just don't get exposed to those chemicals from these chemical companies. Because of all the environmental laws, we're kind of protected from these chemicals from the chemical companies. But you look at Steve Jobs. He died at 56 because he had a 5-star vegan chef who cooked everything for him in extra, 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 virgin, 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 olive oil, and coconut oil. Killed him as sure as they shot Steve Jobs in the head.
Because of the oil, you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know it. Because he got pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And that's worst.
That's caused by eating these oxidized oils and cooking.
We go to Davina in Sacramento, California, first-time caller. Hi, Davina.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I have a couple of things. One is I have RSD, CRPS. I don't know if you're aware of what that is.
RSD, yeah, RSD, you're talking about reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
Yes.
Did you fall off the roof or get in a car accident?
Actually, neither. I was taking the garbage out and fell down a stair.
Oh.
Well, that's an accident, dear.
Completely mundane.
No, well, okay, how much do you weigh? Stop there. How much do you weigh?
Now I'm weighing about 175.
Okay. Well, I would take two of the healthy bone and joint packs, take two full doses of everything a day, with the exception of the glucogel. I'd take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair, again, of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And I get Navy SEALs. I get people who are special forces guys, Marines, who are sent to me by admirals because they have PTSD. They have all kinds of physical stuff because of impact injuries. And guess what? This is a thing that your body can heal given the right raw materials. Taking aspirin, rubbing painkillers on are going to give you relief, but the disease will gradually get worse. You need the raw materials. It's not in your food anymore, so you must supplement. And the best way to deal with PTSD, again, is to stay away from carbonated drinks during meals so you don't neutralize your stomach acid. You go ahead and take two healthy bone and joint packs per month, 15 glucogel a day, and then call George and me every couple of weeks, and guess what? You're going to be a great testimony.
The body reacts quickly, Joel, once you start taking care of it, doesn't it?
Exactly right. It's kind of like a combination lock, George. You can hit a combination lock with a hammer and you're not going to open it. And here comes a three-year-old kid that knows the combination. He can open it in seconds. Well, the same thing is true with your body. You can take all the pharmaceuticals you want. You might get some symptom relief, but those pharmaceuticals are not designed in any way, shape, or form to give you the raw materials your body needs to maintain and repair itself. And so by supplementation, it's kind of like a Lamborghini. You've heard of a Lamborghini, a very expensive Italian car. If you change the oil every 1,000 miles with a very, very expensive type of oil, you'll make that car go 300,000 miles before it needs a tune-up. But if you put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas or Alberta, Canada, which everybody knows there's lots of oil in those two places, just because there's bound to be some oil in that dirt, put that in that car, it's not going to go 400 miles. It won't even go around the block, even though it has the capacity to go 300,000 miles. The same thing is true with the human body. We have the capacity to live well beyond 200, but very few people get there, not because they can't, but because they're eating food that doesn't have the nutrients in it necessary to get there. Got a supplement.
We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach. We're going to take final phone calls. Again, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, criticalhealthnews.com. You've heard a lot about that. And the toll-free number, if you want to call, is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. He travels to almost every major city in the country talking to people about these health-related issues. And we'll take your calls when we come right back. Beyond Belief, that's our television program. I'll be in Denver this weekend taping some more shows, great programs, and you can watch it at an incredible deal for the next 30 days. Here's the website. Just simply go to it and fill out the information, beyondbelief.com. It's a neat TV show. You can put it up on your flat screen if you have the whereabouts to get Hulu and everything else like that, or just simply put the internet up on your flat screen, beyondbelief.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast Next Hour. By the way, we're going to talk about our failing educational system with Alex Newman. We're going to wrap things up here with Dr. Joel Wallach, his website, criticalhealthnews.com, and, of course, 1-855-949-RADIO. Joel, email in from Susie. Interesting email. She says, I love this. It's great. I believe it. But I'm on a limited income budget. What do I do? How do you help me? So here's my question to you, Joel. What does somebody who still has to protect their body do if they don't have a lot of income?
Well, we always like to respect people's wallets, George, and that's a very good thing. We're not out to make the money, actually. I personally don't make any money from the sale of any of these products, and we're publicly traded, so you can see who gets what and so forth. I don't get any money from the sale of any of these products. And so my job here is to make sure that people get the maximum benefit from these things. I want them to be happy and healthy. And so this is, an excellent question. Obviously, the optimum thing is for somebody to get, for 100 pounds of body weight, the healthy bone and joint pack if they have arthritis. But if they can't afford the $118 per month per 100 pounds of body weight, they can get what's called the Pig Pack, which is the or the Pig that, Pack.
That's
Plus.
What you invented.
Yeah, it was the original one. It's still very popular because it's two-thirds the cost. It's only like $65, $70, depending on the taxes in their local state and city and so forth. And so they can actually cut it by a third. Also, we have a little program we call the Healthy Body Challenge, George. If somebody buys one of these, the basic program, the Healthy Start Pack or the Pig Pack, if they, let's just say they take the Healthy Start Pack, and they get three other people going, and they get in that same month, we'll give them a free one next month.
All right, that adds up.
Free is pretty
good.
Why
doesn't insurance pick this up? You would think that they would say, people are going to be healthier, we'll have less claims, we'll pick it up.
Well, because each state, based on the urgings of the medical system back 100 years ago, said, look, we have to protect people. And so what we want to do is put a committee, a medical committee on each insurance company that tells the insurance company what they should pay for. So there's actually a group of MDs on every the board of every insurance company, health insurance company, which tells them what they should pay for. And guess what? The medical doctors tell them only to pay for pharmaceuticals and surgery, not for vitamins and minerals. That's why they don't pay for it.
That's crazy. All right, let's wrap things up with final calls. We go to Ann, west of the Rockies in Los Angeles. Hi, Ann. Go ahead.
Good evening, George, and my favorite doctor, Joel. I just love it because you sound just like my family taking the minerals. And I have a problem with a young lady. I know she's only 19, and just a year ago she had the schools nowadays, I don't know, they seem to rule the parents. They have to go for this checkup. They have to go for these x-rays. And I said, be careful when your daughter goes in. You go in with her. Don't let her go in with the doctor alone. Well, they think she's got leukemia. The next time, they think she's got something else. And then they say, oh, no, she's got hypothyroidism. Now at 19, never smoked, never drank, works like a dog, taking care of the whole family because the mother and father work. Now she's got to take pills the rest of her life. I just didn't like it. I said, I'm going to get a doctor. And I wanted her to go see you or talk to you because I think you would have a better cure for her with the minerals.
Okay, so what is her problem?
She's about 100 pounds, and they said she's got hypothyroidism. Don't you think 19 is too young when she's never done anything like drank,
okay,
smoke,
so she's got an overactive thyroid.
That's what they think.
At 19.
But, yeah, and the doctor didn't know at first. First he said leukemia, then he said mononucleosis, then he turned out with thyroid?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you have to appreciate that the thyroid gland requires all 90 essential nutrients, not just iodine, and you can be deficient when you're 1 day old. I mean, the mother can be deficient during pregnancy, and the baby can be born with thyroid problems. It's not a genetic thing, but it's a congenital deficiency of nutrients. And so in this case, what happens is the thyroid gland is almost always undernourished, and so it has a low thyroid, and people kind of work and force themselves through that. They're tired. Their metabolism doesn't work. And when they keep pushing it and don't deal with the low thyroid, the thyroid overcompensates and becomes hyperthyroid. And so what we need to do here is get her off of all cruciferous vegetables. That means no cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or kale. Contain substances that interferes with thyroid metabolism, as well as no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, and no gluten. Then I would put her on one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If she weighs 120 pounds, it would be one healthy brain and heart pack. I would also give her three, what we call Ocean's Gold, twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month. And between the diet and getting rid of the cruciferous vegetables, getting on all 90 essential nutrients, this will make her thyroid gland very happy, and I hope she hasn't let them kill her thyroid gland with radioactive iodine or surgery and so forth. Most doctors, when they do these things, people really should go to jail for assault because these things are fixable. Giving the body the raw materials, the body has the capacity to, again, get the thyroid back on the rails so it functions properly. I just don't like radioactive iodine or surgery to solve problems with the thyroid gland.
Joel, I've seen you at conferences. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be with you in a couple weeks at Contact in the Desert down in Joshua Tree.
Looking forward to that, George.
That's going to be fun. But I've seen you on a panel with medical doctors, and they go right after you. You don't back down, but they don't like you.
Well, they don't like me because they're ignorant, George. They're ignorant because they don't get any training in nutrition. They get zero training in nutrition. Somebody who watches sesame seed on TV has more nutrition experience and training than a doctor does.
Yet I'm sure you've met some doctors who are somewhat holistic, aren't they?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of doctors, particularly today. They know that people are interested in nutrition, so they like to say, I let my patients have vitamin C, so I'm a holistic doctor. So you have to kind of watch them a little bit. But there are some doctors that do know a few things about vitamins and minerals, and that's because of the Affordable Health Care Act, they're actually losing their income. People are actually coming to us more and more and more looking for health through nutrition as opposed to drugs and surgery. And so doctors don't like me very much as a result of this. And, of course, I've sued the FDA in federal court and prevailed. And so they don't like me very much, but I don't care. This is America. And we have the opportunity to do great things for people, even though it doesn't make the doctors happy.
Next up, we go to Port Huron, Michigan. Harry's turn on Coast to Coast. Harry, you're up with us.
Thank you, guys. And, Doc, here's my problem. I've got a friend who's 6'2", 46 years old.
You sound like Joel. You sound like twin brothers.
Great blood sugar, but he's 100 pounds overweight, and he wants to get down to 200. He's at 3. He said he can run 3 miles a day. He can, you name it, he can do it, and he's not losing the weight.
Here's the problem. We've been running with a theory for 100 years that people are overweight and obese because they eat too much and don't exercise enough. Well, what did we get for following that theory when it comes to prevention and also for treating people with weight problems? We became the number one obese nation in the world. So obviously that was one of these failed medical theories. There's thousands of failed medical theories every century. In the 20th century and the 21st century is no difference. And amongst the biggest of all the failed medical theories is that we're overweight and obese because we eat too much and lack of exercise. It turns out that people are overweight because they are nutritionally deficient. It's a nutritional deficiency called cribbing in horses, munchies in humans. And so we came up with what we call the healthy, really great name, Healthy Weight Loss Pack, right? And it has wonderful nutrients in there to deal with the weight challenge. And then we have an accelerator in there called ASAP. You put a dropper full of this ASAP under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal and leave it absorbed through the oral tissues. Don't swallow. It won't hurt you if you swallow it, but you won't get maximum benefit. And within a couple of days, you start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And as long as you stay on those 90 for Life programs, you're getting all the nutrients, you'll never gain the weight back. In fact, I had lunch today with a pastor. His first name is Ivan, and he's from North Carolina. And this guy weighed 400 pounds. He weighed 400 pounds, and in 7 months he lost 257 pounds, brought his blood pressure to normal, got rid of his diabetes, prevented getting put on dialysis because of kidney problems. I just had dinner with him tonight, and
what did he order?
Well, he had to have 4 of the healthy weight loss packs per month because it's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight.
So that's all he's having?
Yeah. Huh. Of course, you know, he gets to eat a little bit. We let him eat a little bit. He gets to eat some eggs and vegetables.
Nice of you.
And now here we are a year later, and he's saying, you know, Doc, it's just amazing. I haven't gained a pound back. And he looks great because now he weighs 150 pounds instead of 400. And most people don't recognize him. What? And so we do this literally thousands of times a day, George. We do this. This is one of our biggest programs, of course, because people love the fact they don't have to exercise. They don't have to exercise. They just take the Healthy Weight Loss Pack, 1 per 100 pounds of body weight, and they're not hungry because when you take in these nutrients, you're not hungry. And the beauty of it is, the magic of it is, George, you never gain the weight back as long as you're staying on the 90 for Life program, because being overweight and obese is, in fact, a mineral deficiency disease.
Well, you help so many people, and I've got to tell you, you know, I devote a couple shows a month to health-related issues with you, with Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist.
Oh, he's
a
great guy.
And I got to tell you, Joel, the emails I get are the most heartwarming, thankful emails I get on any other program we do. And you're helping people out there, and it's got to feel good.
Well, it does, and that's the goal. Again, remember, I don't make any money. I don't do this for the money. I don't make any money from selling the products. And this is a case where, you know, we have the book Hell's Kitchen. We have the book Rare Earths Been Cures.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That's right.
Yep. And these all go into why people are overweight and obese, tells you what to do about it. And, of course, the Healthy Weight Loss Pack makes it real easy. It's economical. And it sure beats a gastric bypass, which many thousands of people die from that every year.
That's the staple thing?
Yeah. Stomach stapling, absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Let's go to Henry in Wilmar, Minnesota on the wild card line. Hi, Henry.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good, Henry. Thanks for holding.
Well, yes, you're welcome. Hey, listen, I work at one of these turkey plants in Wilmar, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I hear a lot of rumors as to why the avian flu is going around, but what's your take on that?
Well, it comes down to we have transportation that runs back and forth from Asia. It's actually an Asian virus. And in the spring, particularly, people are going back and forth by airplane, and they carry this virus on their clothes and their body. And if they're working with farmers, they go have a cup of coffee with them. They get the viruses on them. They go back and feed their turkeys, and they carry the virus to their turkeys. And it comes down to rapidly moving people around with these viruses from one end of the world to the next. That's why we have it every fall.
And let's go back to Henry for a second. Henry, what do you hear? What's the rumor you hear out there?
Well, I hear that, some say it's government. You know, it's a conspiracy thing.
To kill the turkeys.
You know, to control everything, you know, Monsanto thing. And then also I hear that they don't really know what's causing this. They don't know how it's spreading around.
How would you, as a veterinarian, Joel, what would you do other than euthanize all these birds? What can you do?
Well, basically, we actually feed them our liquid minerals in their water supply. And, of course, our immune systems, including in turkeys, require all 60 essential nutrients to ramp up their immune system to its maximum capacity to protect the turkey. And so when you give these turkeys and chickens and ducks and guinea fowl and so forth, these minerals, in fact, we've done this now with doves and pigeons and quail, their immune systems go up, and one of the big problems they have and makes the cost of turkey and chicken meat go up is the fact that they lose so many of them every year from disease.
It would seem to me that if this continues, we are talking about literally wiping out a species. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, this has happened. And what we do now is we make sure that all these animals get their 90 essential nutrients, and we supply to people who raise organic eggs and organic meats, whether it's beef or pork or turkey or chicken. And it's going around the world now. We just had one of our distributors go to New Zealand because they're very interested in what we're doing to prevent disease, get the somatic count down so you don't have pus in your milk. In milk, we eliminate the death rate in turkeys and chickens and so forth so that the price per bird goes way down because they don't have the losses. They have to calculate in their cost. And so suddenly now our program that we've worked for humans now is coming back to roost using in the water, in the feed of turkeys and chickens and ducks and so on.
Okay, let's take a few more calls here. Then we are out of time. We go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Thomas, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Thank you, George, for taking my call.
Dr.
Wallach, it's an honor and a pleasure. I have a simple question.
Yes, sir.
What would you recommend, raw materials, nutritional support for clear vision and healthy eyes? Clear vision and healthy eyes.
Okay, very good question. Of course, the eye is the brain is the eye, they're all one tissue. And one time some guy asked me this when I was giving a lecture, he said, my grandmother's been legally blind for 6 years with macular degeneration, can you do anything for her? And I said, well, yeah, I can reverse that. And an eye doctor jumps up in the back of the room, calls me a liar. And I said, I'll tell you what, let's have a wager here. If you give me 12 of your patients who are legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years with macular degeneration, if I could get half of them, if I could get 6 to read 20/20 in 90 days using a nutritional program, would you apologize if you could get 2 out of 12? So the next day he brings me a box of 27 charts of people who've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years.
So he takes the bet.
He took the bet. And actually what happened was I gave him my program. In 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20. Only 2 required glasses. The other 25 didn't. And he made me an apology in the form of a disc, a CD called Seeing is Believing, We sell millions of those a year because it tells you what to do. And basically, you take the 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the inflammatory foods. And then if you have that's for macular degeneration. If you have glaucoma, you have to throw in what we call Ultimate Daily Tablets, and it supports healthy pressure inside the eye. You're able to wean off the drops based on the doctor's measurements of the pressure in your eye. Don't just do it without knowing what the pressure is. The pressure drops in the eye, you can reduce the amount of drops. And then cataracts in the earliest of stages are reversible because it's a free radical damage to the protein in the lens of the eye. It has nothing to do with genetics or age. I've seen kids with cataracts, so very simple stuff. I've seen kids go blind with what they call keratoconus, which is caused by a vitamin A deficiency because they have gluten intolerance. They can't absorb vitamin A. And so getting people gluten-free, getting them on the 90 essential nutrients is the best thing you can do for eye health.
You know, my mother, Joel, got me hooked on all this stuff years ago. She was a fanatic. She would, get prescribed to newsletters. They would send her information. She'd send it on to me. And, I mean, she hooked me on this. You know
Your
what?
Mother was a very smart lady.
Yeah, good for her. She's 86, and she's going strong.
You got to love her.
Website criticalhealthnews.com, phone number 855-949-7234. Where's your next travel take you to, Joel?
Well, I'm actually going south from here, from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Georgia. And then after that, I get to go to a place where I'm going to find you.
Yep, Joshua Tree.
Yeah, Joshua Tree in Southern California.
We'll have some fun. And, you know, they normally do it in August. It was too hot last year. So we're going to do it this month in May. Should be much better, Joel.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to heal a lot of people.
All right, my friend. You take care of yourself. We'll see you
God
next
bless
month.
You, sir. Keep up the great work.
Dr. Joel Wallach comes on every month. Dead Doctors Don't Lie is one of his books, criticalhealthnews.com, and getting lots of people missing this phone number. So let me give it to you one more time. 1-855, that's toll-free, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's easier to remember, but it's also 1-855-949-7234. Up next, is our educational system getting failing grades? Alex Newman joins me. Crimes of the Educators, next on Coast to Coast AM.